Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. back, we have Keisha Rogers here, the brilliant lady who is a representative who needs to be in getting into politics in Houston. She works with the Lewis Foundation. She's an independent supporter of Donald Trump, and she has some interesting things about Trump and the British role in arranging the coup against him for the last 3 years. I've heard that it's possible as early as today that the Mueller report may come out, but we still have Adam Schiff. I've actually changed his last name, taken the two Fs and put two Ts there. You can figure out what that means. We also have Swalwell, who should be called, it sounds like his name sounds like something yucky, but Swalwell continues to say this as well in California. We've got other pundits and people like the former director of the CIA who should know better, that when Cohen said he wasn't in that country and never visited the city or the country, it's amazing how these people continue to say Russian collusion, Russian collusion. These people are psychotic. I don't know what they're going to do with the media and these other cable news networks when they're proven wrong. And I think there should be some jail. For example, I've heard that Christopher Steele and some of his cohorts are making a lot of money on continuing to chase the Russia collusion garbage. So I believe that what's going to happen here, I think Trump needs to actually be doing things to actually shut down media and de-license them, like the Washington Post with the Covington kids. And also, we want to hear about the British. This is not new. The British did the same thing with the Russian Revolution and the Chinese Revolution. This is old hat for Russia and China. This is what the British do. They manipulate, control, and destroy empires. People don't understand that, but the British and Five Eyes, and even I have some evidence, which we'll talk about in hour three with Rob Roselli, we have some very good evidence that the operation that happened in New Zealand was a black operation. I'm going to go through the details I have accumulated to date, which I'm sure will be even more as time goes on, like the killing sprees that have happened in America trying to get rid of guns and gun control in the United States. And, of course, the British are at it all the time. So, Keisha, please tell us all about it.
Okay, great. Well, I think to set the agenda, just to lay out a couple of things, Dr. Bill, that we should discuss today. One is, as you said, the British role in the coup against Donald Trump and this being exposed at the forefront. And I'll go through a couple of things on that. The next thing is the role that's happening in the world for the move toward a new paradigm of economic cooperation in the Belt and Road Initiative. This all moving in the direction because of the ideas of Lyndon LaRouche, who I want to get to what we're calling for with the LaRouche movement on the full exoneration of Lyndon LaRouche and why that is the absolute number one directive that has to be taken up to address this witch hunt and coup against the president. So let me start first. And then lastly, the Green New Deal. We got to talk about the Green.
Oh, yeah. It actually should be called the Grave New Deal, and it's actually old.
Exactly.
It's actually, they should call it the Old Grave Deal because they want to put us all in a grave, don't they? Please.
Yeah, on. Yeah. This is not a good thing. There's no deal about it.
Yeah.
So let me just start with the fact that, as you said, Mueller, as everyone's talking about the fact that the special prosecutor is getting ready to release whatever information he thinks he may have on the collusion with Russia. But before, and against the president, but before he's going to be able to do that, the cat's already out of the bag, as we've been warning, and as people have followed our lead on, that there was and is no Russian collusion. There was no Russian hacking of the DNC files. The first thing that we have that just came out on our LaRouche PAC leading developments is titled John Solomon Breaks Old Story. All roads for Russiagate lead back to British coup in Ukraine, not to Russia. And this is John Solomon wrote an article in The Hill reopening the Ukraine file, which was the basically 2016 U.S. presidential election, was showing that it's now showing that the Ukraine prosecutor general has opened up a case about the intentional leaking of records of Paul Manafort, which many people know just received a 7-year jail sentencing, but shows that This was all around payments for his Ukraine lobbying work in 2016 in order to damage the Trump campaign and assist the election of Hillary Clinton. So as we've been saying, look, and there's more, I would encourage people to read the full dossier on one of our top legal investigators, Barbara Boyd, who actually wrote this article,
right.
is now writing. Barbara Boyd also, if people are not familiar, she's been collaborated with Linda LaRouche for a long time. She actually wrote the report that we put out on Robert Mueller.
Right. Now, this report, by the way, is on
assassin.
Your... Is it on LaRouchePAC.com or LaRouchePUB.com?
LaRouchePAC.
LaRouchePAC, yeah.
PAC.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we should take a look at that because, I mean, as we've been saying, look, remember this Ukraine situation, and remember what Trump is saying right now. People went after the president because he was calling out John McCain for what he was. And we didn't mince words on John McCain by the fact that, look, this guy was directly involved with the British, directly involved in initiating and actually funding this coup in Ukraine, which people around the Obama networks, like Susan Rice, Victoria Nuland, the top initiator of this Ukraine coup and operation. And this is very important to think about because all roads, just to make the point very clear, lead back to the British. And let me make the point more clear for you. When we take a look at just a couple of days ago, and this is very important because there's no other president, political leader in the United States for a very long time, except for Lyndon LaRouche and our organization, that has, you know, has actually pointed to the real source of the crime. And everybody's saying this was some kind of way Russian collusion. And I'm saying something, we're saying something, and the president is coming out and saying what nobody else, except for a few people, including, as I said before, this new report from Disobedient Media, the findings of people like Bill Binney, William Binney, former intelligence director of the NSA, who have actually exposed the fact that there is no collusion, no hacking, that this was a leak operation. But now you also have the president just exposed more on this British operation by retweeting, as he does his tweets, very important tweet that came out by this Disobedient Media outfit that basically says, and the tweet is, quote, Russiagate was designed in part, it says, Russiagate was designed in part to help the UK counter Russian influence by baiting the United States into a hard line against them. Leaves us all with a more dangerous world as a consequence. Another episode of the great game, end quote. That's the tweet. And trust me, this did not go without an immediate rebuttal and response coming from the British. So the response to the president's tweet to the Independent was, quote, this claim is completely false, end quote. The Independent went full froth at the mouth, and it went on the defensive against the fact that there's more and more material evidence coming out pointing directly, as we have been for decades, to this British-run operation and coup in the United States. And what is this around? This is around the fact that you have a president who said, we can't actually have nuclear war with the second leading nuclear power in the world, which is Russia. We should be cooperating, not only
right.
that.
In other words, trade prevents nuclear war is what you're saying.
Yeah, cooperation prevents nuclear war. Nobody's going to actually be the winner of a nuclear confrontation.
Exactly.
And this is what sane people realize. Insane people want us to be at
Well, the demon rats and the Rhino Republicans and people that attack Trump. And there's more and more people leaving the Democratic Party for many reasons, including infanticide. But the insane issues of identity politics and everything else are just, even when we look at the lineup of people that are running, it's craziness. And what I see happening, the British behind the scenes now, people have to understand, the old thing 100 years ago was Britain ruled the waves until the First World War. And what happens is Britain rules the waves of money now with Grand Cayman Islands and Jersey and Guernsey and all their places where they hide cash. They have quadrillions of dollars. They're trying to rule the financial world. And so even right now,
they're running out of the city in London and Wall Street. Exactly.
Well, actually, Wall Street's run out of the Canary Square in London, because London sets the gold. At morning tea, the Lord Evil, I call Evil Rothschild, sets the gold price in London. Okay, the LBMA gold certification price. People need to understand what's really going on here. Is the British are manipulating the world, and now they manipulate it through their through quadrillions of money and their international intrigue through Five Eyes. For example, I have evidence I'm going to talk about next hour about Five Eyes and how, if you look back at the UK and, for example, even the school shootings, like the one, the Dunblane school shooting on the 13th of March, 1996, the guy that did all the shooting of the kids, when he so-called suicided, the round that was in his head didn't match the round in his gun because he was shot by his handler. People need to understand what's going on here. The same thing is going on with Five Eyes when Christopher Steele and his buddies are still making lots of money. They made, like, heard recently from Caputo, who was on Fox News, that these guys made tens of millions of dollars still trying to push the Russiagate garbage. Just even today. This is not 3 years ago. It's today. And what we have to understand is the British are behind us. And Five Eyes, and even New Zealand, Canada, all these countries that are part of the Five Eyes network, what they do is they spy on each other, they do schemes on each other, all at the beck and call of these globalists that don't want a Donald Trump or any other populist, say, in Hungary, Italy, or Austria. That's why when we have Macron, talking about the Yellow Jack Revolution, which is now, by the way, in Canada, too, Yellow Vest Revolution, they don't want to hear that the public is finally fed up with the Green New Deal, which I call the Grave Old Deal, where they're going to put you in a grave, and that the globalists running with the bankers out of Canary Square and Wall Street are literally running the world. They run through the corruption through our politicians and the corporations, and they don't care if it kills people or even sets up a nuclear war, because if we simply started doing trade with Russia, they should be a natural ally. They were an ally during the Civil War. They were an ally during the American Revolution against Britain. What's going
on
now?
And they've been an ally in cooperation and in other fields.
Well, World War II, they were an ally. They were an ally in World War II. I mean, excuse me. What are people doing? They want to have us eventually have a conflict with Russia. And the Russians are paranoid of us. They're paranoid because of several things. Firstly, during Bill Clinton, who's evil, they built the Joint Strike Fighter. I know the design engineer in Colorado. This is not a Joint Strike Fighter. This is a stealth bomber the size of a bird in its radar signature. They could drop 6,600 kilograms of nuclear material on a city. They'd have no warning that we're coming. They built 2,700 of them, and Trump has them in refurbishment right now. The Russians, of course, are advancing their robotic technology. I'll talk about that also in Hour 3. And their drone technology, because they're terrified of us. Know why? When we have NATO now right on their back doorstep, and we saw what happened with Crimea and eastern Ukraine with letting Kiev and this, we call this chocolate king, so shelling the Donbass kids and killing them, innocent populations, civilians. And it's always the same people involved, isn't it? It's the United Nations, which is basically a proxy of the British. The UN basically is just a British proxy operation. 57 of the nations in the United Nations are British Commonwealth nations. People don't understand. It's just another projection of the British again, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. That can be defeated and are being defeated. That's the
right
key.
Yeah, and by exposure. And Trump is now tweeting out against it because he knows the British were behind the Christopher Steele dossier and even John McInsane from the grave. He has to disrespect him? No wonder. McInsane gave part of this dossier to get this thing going, didn't he? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Back with Keisha, just mentioned something shocking. You mentioned this guy, William Weld, who's actually worked with Mueller, who's running as a Republican, trying to kind of go against Trump. Look, Trump's already got the economy doing well. The only thing that, of course, the left can do, and I've heard it from the late night hosts, they want to crash the economy so they can kind of get rid of Trump. And remember, it's not a matter of left or right, it's a matter of totalitarian, atheistic police state they want. That's why they don't have any policies. When I listen to all these Democrats, they mentioned platitudes that are completely unachievable. For example, carbon capture doesn't save the planet when Mount Erebus in Antarctica produce 50,000 times more carbon dioxide than all the industries on the planet. When what you need to do is stop and recycle all products. You don't have plastic in the ocean or smokestacks with pollution that are affecting the benthic layer of the phytoplankton that converts carbon dioxide to oxygen. So carbon capture is insane. So Gig Grike and those other idiots that are running for the Democratic Party, they don't have policies that are going to help people. Look, I'm a Kohenim, and the tithe was not for the church in ancient Israel. It was to make sure the Kohens took care of people. So if they decided that your home had mold in it, they'd burn it to the ground and rebuild it for you. No one went hungry because that's part of what the tithe, what the Kohenim did. And by the way, they even worked on the Sabbath because they'd take care of the poor and the indigent. That was their job. Did you know that? And the sick. They were the doctors for the Israelites. What we need is a thing like a VAT, value-added tax, and hire just a room in hospitals to take care of people who don't have insurance. So they don't arrive in an emergency department, they arrive at their own special clinic. We need to have a place where we monitor and control regulations so we have a reasonable cost for housing. And if you need to, use this VAT for the county, not the state, and I don't want politicians paid to actually make sure people have adequate housing here, even in San Diego County, which is relatively benign climate, but it's not really benign enough if you're outside. We have 6,000 homeless people, and roughly last year, in 2018, 600 died, hypothermia and disease. There's no need for that. If you're in a rich country like this, and you don't need a giant social program, you need kind of some human compassion and reasonableness, and you can have the local churches administer it with nobody being paid. Okay? We don't want a giant bureaucracy. Now, the same thing goes with trade. The Russians are suffering. They're suffering because the British and the low bankers for 100 years didn't want the British to collaborate with the Germans, which is part of the reason why they engineered World War I and World War II to keep the Germans and the Russians not collaborating, including the Trans-Siberian Railway and all the other projects that Russia and Germany could have naturally done. Right, the British should be behind all this garbage, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, and the British have been behind this whole drug operation push, the destruction of sovereign nation states, the destruction of cooperation, and this is the key right now that we've been talking about. The question of at the center of this is a fight for either doing away with the old system of a unipolar world system, meaning of geopolitics, of war, of death, increases in your death rates through drug overdoses and through economic collapse, or actually moving with what we see as today, you have the world moving in the direction of the ideas that were laid out many decades ago by economist and statesman Lyndon LaRouche, who passed from this earth on February 12th, but whose ideas are at the very forefront of the fight for a new paradigm. And this is what we're seeing right now, particularly, and we should get into this soon, but around the fact that the Chinese president is now in Italy, and Italy is going to be the first G7 country to sign a memorandum of understanding and to join fully with the Belt and Road Initiative of China. And this is what the British fear, they have made very clear that they're going to do everything in their power to try to stop Italy or any other European nation from breaking with the EU and breaking with this austerity policy and joining with the paradigm of growth, cooperation, and development. But they're losing. They are not succeeding. And the most fearful thing is that the British lose their power and their control over the United States, which they should have never gotten back in the first place, because after the American Revolution, after the Civil War, the British lost their power. But, you know, they have reared their ugly head into the U.S. political scene, particularly to control presidents, and now they have one that is completely out of their control. And if the United States, as we're moving for, with Trump, joins with the New Silk Road, the new paradigm of the Belt and Road Initiative, that's the end of their game. That's the end of the British system, and that's what people got to understand.
We'll have a multipolar world with the great powers, the United States, Russia, China, India, etc., all working as a multipolar world with better railways, better waterways, better recycling of everything so it doesn't end up in the oceans, better clean air and water, and also we can also start reining in our tech companies so they don't go and rape people in China so they get persecuted if can't get on a railway train or whatever if they disrespect. See, if you want to improve China, it's not just giving them WTO status, it's opening up not only trade but fair trade. We're not talking about fair trade, which means you don't go and ship melamine that can in your dog food to us and get killer dogs. But you also make sure you can't do intellectual property theft, and Xi's already agreeing with that. What we're seeing is the Chinese realizing now they have Trump actually playing hardball and wanting to actually work things out. And the thing with the Russiagate, they don't want America to deal with Russia. I mean, if they weren't going to deal with Russia, Russia might actually have major trade with Europe. And I'm sure Europe has suffered financially from having this big conflict with Russia where they could be naturally trading back and forth and increasing both of their economies. Same in China. China's actually got tons of German engineers coming to China to try to improve their technology for manufacturing and so on. And the Germans basically, I don't know if they're under Merkel what's going to happen, but it's just a natural ally that Germany, with all its advanced technology, would help this giant empire, not only of China, but also India, is going to be, I think, in the next 10 years, will overtake China in terms of total manufacturing. So the British don't want to lose their grip and control through their manipulation of intel agencies or the United Nations, where they try to actually, you know, flood countries like, you know, North Africa into Europe. The balkanization of the Middle East is actually part of the process of the British to make sure with the PNAC documents and the Rhino Republicans, some of them still around Trump, by the way, that need to get out of there, like John Bolton. These people are evil because they don't want the British to lose control. They want to continue with the balkanization process so they can kind of go in and tear everything apart. I mean, this is why they want to get rid of Assad. We see even John McInsane. This guy's a maniac, okay? Even though he's dead, listen, you're still a maniac even though you're dead. He actually took smiling selfies with ISIS in 2009. I've seen the damn photos. Smiling with his testing cell phones, satellite phones, and weapon systems to ISIS to actually attack and kill our troops. And a lot of our troops, by the way, I have contact with them, are in shock when they see our helicopters flying ISIS leaders out of compounds so they don't die when we come in with all our weapons and guys. And they say, what are you doing? You're flying out ISIS leaders. So people don't understand there's a really dirty deal going on here by our intel agencies. Same thing happened in Libya, you know? After Muammar Gaddafi surrenders, we go and kill him in the back of a truck with a steel rod. And then Hillary Clinton says, we came, we saw he died, cackle, cackle, cackle. I'm thinking, oh my God, no wonder Kim is a little nervous. And then the Chinese are probably pressuring Kim to say, unless we get a deal with Trump, we're not going to let you denuke. I mean, honestly, people don't understand, Kim's not going to let go of his weapons unless China and Russia have a deal with America and the West, right?
Right, and you see the role of this in the this media operation as well. I mean, it's important that look, we do still have some free media. from the standpoint that the major media is run by the propaganda, the Integrity Initiative. Now they have this new Democratic Integrity Initiative operation where the Integrity Initiative started out of Britain, out of UK, to try to put the blame and more pressure on people to escalate the attacks on Russia, as Russia is the enemy of mankind. This is the same thing that's going on in the United States. There's now new evidence that's coming out that people in the U.S. Congress, people around intelligence and so forth, get briefings and newsletters sent to their desk every single day, just bombarding them with why, on this Integrity Initiative, why they have to take the role of going after Russia as the enemy. And this is interesting because that's completely
counter
to...
Well, they're making Russia into an enemy. They're making Russia... I mean, I've got an article I'm just looking at here right now where Russia has developed these new weapon systems, you know, autonomous tanks and drones and so on. They're building all these systems because they're terrified of us. They don't have a giant military like we do. So they're going to be very high-tech, and they're going to try to build hypersonic cruise missiles and put them in odd places like Larachia Island because we've got 2,700 stealth bombers that can bomb the hell out of them, and they can't even see us coming. So what do you expect when we won't trade with them and we keep on running Russiagate? What do you think the Russians are going to do? I mean, we have to look at it from their side, too, right? The same with Xi. Xi has got this giant population. Now they've had demographics because they've been aborting so many females. I mean, 93% of abortions in the world are female for the last 50 years. People don't realize this has destroyed China. That's why I've got Gordon Chang. I'm going to get him on the show here to come and collapse of China. It's because of their demographic policy. So last week, they came up with a paper that was on Drudge. They have 1.8 million breed-ready Chinese women. It's like, are you kidding me? So you got to understand, they're not going to get changed by us just giving them WTO status. You got to have a populace like Trump is going to negotiate to make it a more civil society that doesn't pollute their cities and doesn't give us bad products. And we share technology rather than stealing it. And we work on trying to denuclear islands in the South China Sea and work out ways of Belt and Road to be... And how we share, like Leonard LaRouche's shared missile defense system. This should be that no nation should be worried about a weapon of indignation to knock out their power grid or hit their cities and their military bases with nukes. No one, no human should worry in any country about being hit by a nuke. It's ridiculous.
And Saturday, just important that you bring that up, because Saturday is the 36th anniversary of the Strategic Defense Initiative, which was LaRouche's project that Reagan adopted on March 23rd of 1983.
And by the way, that's probably part of the reason why he went to prison, because they didn't want SDI shared with Russia or anybody else, where, to be honest with you, you have to make all these weapons obsolete for everybody, so nobody decides to make alternative weapons, whether it's chemical, biological, or something else, other than nuclear weapons, like scalar weather weapons and so on from satellites. People have to understand, if you don't have nuke weapons, you can have scalar satellite weather weapons. And start a hurricane, you know, across the United States that destroys the population. It doesn't have to be nukes. Or scalar genetic weapons that can hit, or biological weapons. So what you have to do is you have to start realizing, if we're going to live on this planet and have a sustainable population, we have to increase the, what we call the carrying capacity of the planet by recycling everything and have a defensive Earth strategy, which is economic, geopolitical, and astronomical, from coronal mass ejections and getting away from UHF transformers to plasma fusion technology, what the Chinese want to do. They talked about 4 years ago putting 3,500 scientists to mine the moon, which they want to do now, of helium-3 and have a tokamak fusion reactors across
China.
Which
we should be doing exactly.
We already have the technology for 50 years. I've said on this show for 9 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor with two jets of helium-3 creating a plasma field. I know how to do it. I can tell them technically how to demo.
We know how to do it. We know we have the technology. That's not the point. The point is the will.
The will to do it, exactly.
The will to do it, yeah.
Exactly. And we're sending ducks from anybody, even a cyber attack from some guy in his basement in Bulgaria that decides to, you know, take the wrong magic mushrooms and decides to cyber attack America and knock out our power grid. It's not coming back. When it dies, it's not coming back, people. So, you know, we can make We can make nice, as they say, when you're kids with Russia and China, and we will not kill each other. Or we can make not nice, and we'll all die. You know that's that rhyme? I'll fall down, you know, the one about the Black Death, you know? Ring around the rosy, mm-hmm. pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill
at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You'll prescribe it with your providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. So, you know, there's technical solutions to everything. Technical solution to healthcare for everyone. Technical solution to housing. A technical solution to protecting the planet from near space objects by identifying them in deep space and putting little rockets on them to change their orbital pathways so they won't intersect with Earth. So technical solutions to keeping the oceans clean, changing the phytoplankton so they're more resistant to the pollution, and getting rid of the pollution, making sure we have trade with countries that don't pollute the oceans or put smokestacks up. Two-thirds of the pollution that arrives in San Francisco comes from China. That could be fixed technically. We've done it in America. I used to visit L.A. back in the 70s, and it was choking bad. Now you go up there, and you can hardly notice the pollution, but we're not there yet. We're getting there. If we moved to solar hydrogen and had all our cars running hydrogen, and we could use our fossil fuels or non-fossil fuels for chemicals and plastics and everything else, and it's not a matter of just getting rid of straws. Recycle the damn things. Make sure everything's recycled. Nothing should go into a landfill. Everything should be microgranules or microcubes that if someone orders them up in an engineer, let's say in Kansas, they can build parts for a factory in their garage with a 3D printer, ship it off by UPS, and that's the future. The future is completely different than the present. It can be clean. It can, the carrying capacity of the Earth cannot be the death of all the sharks on Earth, which I read also. The sharks are dying because of pollution in the oceans. And lots of other, the bugs, by the way, from Fukushima Daiichi, the bugs in North America are all dying. People don't realize they're very radiosensitive. They don't have natural enzymes to protect them from radiation. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
They're dying like crazy. You can go along the coast or even in inland, all over, even in Florida, and say, well, how come the bugs are not all over my windscreen? It's because they're dead. They're not here. And people think, you know, like Einstein said, you know, once the bees are gone, it's part of the reason for the, besides neonicotinoid pesticides, scalar radiation that's scrambling a little bee brain so they can't find with a magnetite the way back to the hive because they look at the torsion fields of the magnetosphere of the Earth. But we're doing crazy things, and we're experimenting with this idea of socialism when we don't. We can have a safety net without socialism. We can have politics and dialogue with Russia and China and collaborate, and we'd all kind of, you know, celebrate our differences and our cultures and still, and it doesn't matter if our skin color or whatever. We can have a...
Right. Well, let me throw something in here real quick, because the issue at hand, especially if we're going to talk about this climate agenda, Green New Deal, and the way the real issue at hand is at the center of it is mankind, human beings. Whether or not
right.
you think human beings are a plague on the earth and destructive force on the planet
exactly.
and in our solar system, or whether or not you think human beings are a creative... beings in terms
we're an extension
creative
of God.
Mind.
We're
exactly.
an extension of God into the universe. In fact, this is something I say on the religious side. We are becoming the everlasting bride of the creator God of the universe, which means we are the energy flux density, which Lyndon talks about, that actually creates order into the chaos of the universe and will terraform and create beauty in planets and moons and so on across the cosmos and the galaxy and stabilize the universe rather than being
and increasing mankind's carrying capacity, but increasing mankind's reach in the solar system as a whole. That's
exactly.
the key. Because,
right.
like you said, we can solve these problems. That's why it's important that right now, on top of taking on this witch hunt, this coup against the presidency, and the move toward nuclear war that the president is out to stop, he's also out to stop the lies around the climate agenda and the lie. By saying we need to have a public debate. So now the president has just called for a National Security Commission on Climate, which is going to actually investigate or have leading this panel, and this actually got leaked some time ago, leading that climate panel is going to be William Happer of the plasma.
Well, he needs to interview Dr. Bill Deagle, who's a climate expert, and Dr. Tim Ball, who's back on the program twice a month. He needs to interview. Listen, as a climatology expert, myself and Dr. Tim Ball, who's on twice a week, he's been sued three times by the UN Climate Commission, sued these attorneys against through the British, because they want to maintain their foolishness, because their way of controlling the world would be to tax everything on Earth in the ecosystems and have a climate tax that allows them to maintain control over every citizen of every country on Earth that'll supersede even the national power of their nation states. That's what's happening here. It's not just a matter of Democrats. These Democrats are pushing a Green New Agenda which will transfer power to a globalist transnational organization that wants to get rid of 90% of the human population. That's their plan.
That's the plan. And Prince Philip has made very clear in the British operation what their intention is, that we have to actually go to a reduction of the world population. So, but the key thing right now is this is what people have to understand. When you have these babies out there, children who are being manipulated, have no scientific background, being told, leave school, skip school, tell your parents that they're destroyed, you know, the world is going to end in 12 years, and you got kids talking about that if this is not fixed then before, you know, in the next 5 years or so, that they are threatening to kill themselves. You know, this is evil, what you see going on.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
now.
It is. And it's like I said on the show yesterday, I went through a number of items where I have a solid technical and a geopolitical or other solutions for every type of issue on Earth. And when I don't, I have a way of parsing the problem down to its ultimate roots, which is what Lyndon LaRouche did. He said, look, if we have SDI, which he thought up, and later on, you know, Ronald Reagan, 36 years ago tomorrow, decided to have Star Wars. He called it Star Wars because, and he wanted to actually share it with Russia. This wasn't an idea, this is the idea that Lyndon had, that we're not going to just have it for ourselves so we can scare the hell out of every other country, that we got total defense, but you don't. We want to make sure that no nation or no people on Earth should be fearful of an EMP attack or a nuclear attack or a missile attack with biological weapons or a weather weapon in space. We needed to make sure that the Earth was stable for all ecosystems because we're in an extinction-level event, and the human race, under the direction of the British and the evil, is actually now speeding the death of many different species on the Earth caused by our bad behavior. It's not a matter of the number of people, it's the behavior of organizations like the British that are speeding the decimation of the world. Now, we're also heading toward a thing called a pole shift. There's two North Poles now in Siberia, two South Poles. We have a geomagnetic hole from the South Atlantic near Antarctica all the way out to space. So at 22,000 miles, it's five times the diameter of Earth with no radiation protection. Now, if there's a pole collapse, we need to actually have a policy in place so we can survive our crops and populations and store food. So if it lasts for a matter of a few months or a few weeks, and that pole shift is going to happen. It happens every 780,000 years, roughly, and it's about to happen again. It's sped up over the last 1,000 years, and now we're at the culmination of it. These defensive Earth strategies need to be thought out now before it happens so we can make it. The human population can survive, rather than a bunch of globalists think they have the Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket, build underground bases with Bechdel, listen to concert music or watch DVDs while the rest of the population on the surface dies. That's what's going on here, people. That's what's going on. Crazy, eh?
Oh, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. I am. I had a long, long tirade there, but I want you to kind of respond it's all science.
Yeah.
In fact, we have the brains and the science and the creativity to solve everything. There's not a problem on Earth as humans are an emissary of the creator of the universe. There's no problem that we don't come collectively together, we can solve to save not only our nations, but our world.
Exactly, and that's what Lynn understood. Lyndon LaRouche understood that his plan, as he said, his plan for the Strategic Defense Initiative was embedded in the idea of mankind's dominion over the solar system, a Moon-Mars colonization program. If this is the direction that the world needs right now, cooperation
right.
in the defense of Earth through the exploration of space. And
right.
This is what we really have to drive for. And I'm just going to say, because I know we're going to run out of time here soon.
One, we got six minutes. 6 minutes.
Okay. People should go to the key to bringing about justice and true peace in the world right now is to exonerate the great mind of Lyndon LaRouche,
right,
who at the forefront of his entire life committed to defeating this evil system of the British Empire. And now, look, LaRouche's ideas are being realized. Without LaRouche's ideas around the Belt and Road Initiative, the Eurasian land bridge, connecting the world through great projects of development, which would start with Vienna, Paris, and Rome. If you look at this from the standpoint of what we have been able to accomplish, that now the world is moving toward LaRouche's ideas of a new paradigm, this is what we have to fully realize. So, look, we are calling on Donald Trump right now. If you want to stop the coup, if you want to break this evil system, you have to call for justice to be served. And I'll just say this. Look, as we know, there's like 100 million crazy Democrats running for the 2020 race. On the Republican ticket, there is the person who has worked with Robert Mueller in the Get LaRouche Task Force, in the operations on the side of the British Empire for decades now, William Weld, who is the big drug legalizer, wannabe libertarian, whatever he is, who is running on the Republican ticket. But these guys are desperate. Their MO has been exposed. If you really want to do some good and some justice, go to LaRouchePact.com and actually sign the exoneration petition and letter calling
it.
Upon President Donald Trump to
last week,
exonerate LaRouche.
Harley asked me, and I will be signing it. I want people to go to LaRouchePAC.com and sign it, because, and we need Trump to sign it too, because people need to realize its ideas, its vision for the future. It says in the Bible, it says, "My people perish for lack of vision." Lyndon had vision for the human race, didn't he? That vision was biblically based. It's a vision that God gave, which is the restoring of the Edenic covenant, which means the Eternal One marries the physical human race collectively, and we move forward to terraform five planets and bodies like moons, like Titan, in the solar system, and then spread across the galaxy and the cosmos, being a energy flux density positive force for good in the universe.
That's absolutely right.
And that means even interacting with advanced beings of other types from other parts of the universe that we can actually bring a positive force for good to, because we need to realize at some point we may become, in a sense, the angels of their civilization, trying to prevent them from destroying themselves before they get off the earth, where they reach this nexus of technology like artificial intelligence and geopolitical and control systems. For example, right now the control systems are in the hands of the globalists, the bankers and the social media and the big intel agencies are all one big cabal now, aren't they?
Yeah, that their system is bankrupt. They're one big bankrupt cabal that is going down. So.
Well, then they're going to be sued. Like, look at CNN and WAPO, the Washington Post. Look at Zuckerberg, who was hired from Harvard. He's not a coder. He had an idea that was a control freak idea that the intel agencies wanted to back with Facebook. People need to realize what's going on here is damned evil. And the people behind it are a small little clique of some demonically energized maniacs that want to reduce the human population, enslave the rest as cyber pets, and control even our thoughts and our mind, and kill the ecosystem of the earth and say they're going to save the earth. And in fact, their carbon capture will terminate most life on earth. And
with all that,
the ozone
we can win, so make sure you fight.
Yeah. And thank you, Keisha. Amazing show. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll talk soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.